Time for the Truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27. We're going to begin reading with verse 3, and we're going to read down through verse 14. And so if you'd please open your Bibles to Matthew, chapter 27, verse 3. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to visit our website is www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there that you can enjoy, Sunday messages we've posted, and the radio broadcasts are there. Our Constitution is there. The plan of salvation is clearly stated there. So please that you would take a look at it and enjoy it and grow from it and come to know the Lord Jesus. And if you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, phone number is 217-440-4402. That's 217-440-4402. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one would be just fine. We'd love to hear from you and hope that you're enjoying the broadcasts and the studies that we have. Matthew chapter 27, beginning to read with verse 3. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned and I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? See thou to that." And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful for to put them into the treasury because it is the price of blood." And they took counsel and bought them with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore the field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and they gave them to the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me." And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou king of the Jews?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou sayest." And when he was accused of the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, "Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee?" And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. We're going to end the reading right there, and we're going to begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity today to study your precious word. It's such a joy, Father, to open the scripture, to study it, and to learn from it, to grow, to go through this part, this very dark time, as the Lord Jesus was arrested and had a fake trial, condemned on false charges, taken out, beaten, a crown of thorns placed upon his head, nailed upon his head, literally. And he was nailed to the cross and died the most horrible death that any can die, and that's the death of crucifixion. But it's very necessary that we look at this, because if we really can see what took place here, we'll begin to have an understanding of the cost of sin. The scripture is very clear, Father. We know the wages of sin is death. We also know, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're condemned already. We must have a Savior. And you have delivered to us a Savior, your Son, the Lord Jesus. He paid the price. And that's what we're looking at right here. So please don't let anyone miss the need and the opportunity to invite your son Jesus into their heart and be born again. Everyone needs to be born again. It's not something you evolve into. It's something that you, a decision you make. You are born again. And that is a decision that you have to make. So please, Father, please touch every heart. Every heart. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have studied down. We've really looked at Judas. And now we're going to come and look at what took place with this 30 pieces of silver. And the chief priest, we're down to verse 6. The chief priest took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful for to put them into the treasury because it is the price of blood." Isn't that something, how they paid to have Jesus arrested, condemned, and crucified was their goal? And yet they're so religious and so foolish in their ways that they are not willing to put this money back into the treasury because it's called, as it said here, the price of blood. Isn't that something? Let's go to all the way back to Deuteronomy. We're going to be quite a few places in the Scripture today. I hope that you have your Bibles handy because it's so important that you can follow along. Now let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 18. "Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God. For any vow, for even both these are an abomination unto the Lord thy God." Now, when we read that verse, we find that it comes to the point of what they can do and what they deal with here. Now, let's just back up a little bit. "There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite in the sons of Israel." Again, in verse 18, "Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow." This is coming into the treasury. This is coming into the into what we're talking about here. And so as we bring it up to date, they counted this because this 30 pieces of silver is what they paid Judas, and it constituted the wages of iniquity. And that's what we're reading back here in Deuteronomy 23, verse 18. Wages of iniquity. So you see, that's what they valued the Lord Jesus. That's what Judas was paid, the wages of iniquity. So counted as unclean, so it could not be put into the treasury of the temple because it was used for this purpose. It was counted as wages of iniquity. It's covered back here in Deuteronomy 23, verse 18. The religious leaders, again, did not hesitate to purchase this innocent blood with this 30 pieces of silver. Yet they could not put it back in the treasury because it would be something that was, again, unclean. You see how perverted things become? How they can kill a man. They can have him arrested. They can have him. They can take him before the Roman court and have him desire that they have him crucified. And yet, they can't put this money back into the treasury because it is the wages of iniquity. This silver is very important. Here is 30 pieces of silver. A half a shekel of silver is required of the Jews every year. A half a shekel. We can go all the way back. I hope that you know the Old Testament, because if you go back into Exodus and on into Leviticus, you will find that the first, very first Passover that we had, and as it came to the point of Mount Sinai after they had left Egypt, crossed through the Red Sea, and found their way to Mount Sinai. And now they are, number one, to give this half a shekel of silver. Silver in the Word of God stands for the blood. Silver stands for the blood. Gold stands for deity. In the tabernacle, the wood and the wood, the acacia wood, was overlaid with gold. That represents the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wood stands for humanity. Gold stands for deity. Silver stands for the blood. Brass stands for judgment. All these things we need to know and understand if you're going to understand the Word of God. And we can go all the way back into the Exodus and learn of everything. And you wonder then, how did they build this beautiful tabernacle? Well, they did it because the very last thing that God took care of after all the plagues, and finally Pharaoh said, "Get out," even though then he changed his mind, but he said, "All right, you're gone," and they had their Passover, and that, of course, that was the last of the plagues, was the death of the firstborn. And if you did not follow the requirements that God placed there and place the blood on the lintel and on the doorpost of your house and stay in your house, that death angel would destroy and kill the firstborn all in your family. And the scripture tells us there was not one household of the Egyptians that did not face death in their household. It was a terrible night for those that would not think and follow after the Word of God. And it's going to be a terrible night for you if you do not follow after the Word of God. The Word of God tells you, you must be born again. And to be born again is a point in time, a decision that you make to accept Jesus as your Savior and Him alone. Not baptism, not church membership, nothing, just Jesus alone. To say, "Yes, I trust Him, I believe in Him," and then you are born again. But that's a decision that every individual must make, or you're going to go to hell. No decision means you're condemned already. And so they had to face that back when they came out of Egypt. They had to listen to the instructions, and the instructions were to apply the blood. It always has to have the blood. And so as we come forward now and recognize without question that the silver stands for the blood, and yet so many today deny the blood of the Lord Jesus. You cannot deny the blood of the Lord Jesus and be saved. You're going to hell if you do not trust in the blood of Jesus. The very foundation of this building, this tabernacle, and it was the first time that God came and gave a way to meet with man. Man come to meet with God, God came to meet with man. The whole foundation of this thing, yes, the boards were gold, but the foundation, the footing of this thing was all silver. And that came from this half a shekel. Everyone gave a half a shekel of silver. So see, everyone had a part of it. but it represents the blood. You must come by faith to Jesus and trust in his precious blood because he shed it for you on the cross, died there, and then rose again 3 days later. So you must trust in him. So when we look at this half a shekel, got to go back into Exodus to see that. You got to go through Leviticus. It's such a joy to study the Old Testament and to see that. And once again, silver stands for the blood. Gold stands for deity. The wood inside these walls stood for the humanity. Brass stands for judgment. The very first thing that has to come when you come into the courtyard of the tabernacle was the brazen altar, the brass altar. You have to come there. That stands for the cross. That's where the offering, the sacrifice was made. And you've got to come there. And you need to trust in Jesus. You need to take care of that. So you see, this silver was very important. And isn't it something how that they chose silver to betray the Lord Jesus? 30 pieces of silver. So we find back here now that it is, again, the wages of iniquity. So they could not put it back into the treasury. And so what are we going to do? Now, again, verse 6, I'm back to Matthew 27:6. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it's not lawful for us to put them into the treasury because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel, so they discussed it here. What shall we do? You know, they took counsel before and decided to put the Lord Jesus to death, the very Son of God. The Jews are his chosen people, and yet they deserted and deceived and went after him with a vengeance. And so they took counsel, and they decided to buy the potter's field to bury strangers in. What a good thing to do. Number one, the land was a worthless piece of property. So they didn't have to spend much for it. And so they took this 30 pieces of silver, and they purchased this land, the potter's field. Now, that's confirmed in Scripture. We just read it down here in verse 10 of Matthew 27, and gave them for the potter's field as the Lord appointed me. Now, we're going to read verses 9 and 10, and then we're going to go back to Jeremiah, because he's got some very interesting things here. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value. And again, they gave them for the potter's field as the Lord appointed. Now, let's go back to Jeremiah. Let's go back to Jeremiah. I love the Scripture. I love studying the Scripture. I hope that you spend time. I have had the wonderful joy and opportunity of teaching and sharing the Word of God for so many years, and it's just as exciting as the first day when I got saved, when I trusted Jesus, when I was born again. We have Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on his wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Now, that's Jeremiah 18, 1 through 4. Now, let's go to chapter 19. Chapter 19, we're going to read three verses here. Thus saith the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen bottle, and take of the ancients of the people and the ancients of the priests, and go forth into the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the east gate, and proclaim thee the words that I shall tell thee. And say, I hear ye the word of the Lord, O king of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, the which soever heareth his ears shall tingle. Now, as we have read concerning Jeremiah 18 and Jeremiah 19, it comes into line with the price of him that was valued, the price placed, a fixed price. Jesus was valued at the price of a slave, 30 pieces of silver. Let's go to Zechariah. We read from Jeremiah. If we go to Zechariah, chapter 11, Zechariah chapter 11, verses 12 and 13. And it was broken in that day. And so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord. And he said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for the price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was prized at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. Zechariah was to proclaim the truth, the word of God. And when they decided what to pay, they paid the wage of a slave to the preacher. Now, we're kind of known today for starving to death the preachers. The preacher, the one that brings you the truth. I'm not talking about some liberal preacher that does not proclaim the word of God, but I'm talking about somebody that proclaims the word of God. You should take care of him and take care of him very, very well, because he deserves it. He doesn't do it for the dollar. But it is the greatest news, the greatest power and healing that you can have when you hear the word of God and it's proclaimed in its fullness, in its truth. And when we read there in Zechariah, they decided what to pay him. And they decided to pay him 30 pieces of silver. And that was a slave's wage. And the Lord told Zechariah, you just throw it. Let's go back to Zechariah. Zechariah 11:11. And it was broken in that day. And so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord. He said to them, if ye think good, give me my price. If not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter. A goodly price that I was prized at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. That's the reason we read back in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 19:1, thus saith the Lord, go and get a potter's earthen bottle and take it of the ancients of the people and the ancients of the priests, and go forth into the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry gate, and proclaim there the word that I shall call thee. And so we find the potter. We find the potter in the two places in Jeremiah. We have the potter here now as we look at this in Zechariah. And what do we have here in verse 9? Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price that was valued, whom the children of Israel did value, and they gave them for the potter's field. That's where that comes from. So please. Now, let's bring it just a little bit further, a little closer to home. Because what was the Lord Jesus valued? He was valued, and the scripture tells us the price of him that was valued. The price of him that was valued. The Lord Jesus came as the Messiah, King of the Jews. He was despised and rejected. And they showed such contempt for Zechariah, and they showed such contempt for the Lord Jesus that they valued him as a slave. 30 pieces of silver. That's the connection. 30 pieces of silver. Now we're on to verse 11, and I just wanted to make all those connections there between Jeremiah and the reference was there, and then as well with Zechariah. So I hope that you can see that Jesus, that's the way they looked at him, was valued as a slave, valued as a slave. So now we get on to the 11th verse, and we just got a little bit of time left, but we're going to get started in it. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said unto him, hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor, Pilate, was marveled greatly. Now, when we read that, we've got several things, and I want to go back, and we'll start here next week, next time, because I want to go back, and we're going to read in Mark, we're going to read in Luke, and we're going to read in John, because all three of those other Gospels also have much to say about what went on right here, and so we're going to do that. And so let's just kind of visit just a little bit here before we move on, because we found out that art thou king of the Jews? And it seemed like that when Pilate asked that question, and the response was, thou sayest, it didn't seem that Pilate felt threatened with the Lord Jesus. And he said, thou sayest. And then the next section here, why we find that is the chief priests then, and they came and they accused him, and he answered nothing. And that seemed to really make Pilate wonder, why don't you stand in your own defense here? And so we're going to really be dealing with that next time we get together here. We're going to start with that 11th verse, and so much in there. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?